Damn it! Forgot my banana. Yeah, welcome back to the show, everybody. It's a cold 1st of January 2024. And I'm on a little adventure. Nothing too massive, but a nice little tromp up the hills in my new boots, which are wonderful, but I'm going to make my feet sore because they're not used to them yet. I did walk around the house in them, but still, going to be, we're not going that way, we're going forwards into the mud. Yeah, still going to be a little bit uncomfortable, but it's fine. I needed some new boots. My old boots were leaking and old, and one of the lace things fell off and I had to repair it. So got some nice new Merrells for my birthday, and yeah, they seem to be good, robust so far. I was gonna hopefully bring them out on a bit of a drier day, but today worn out. And what a glorious morning it is, all over the rain over there. It's it is 9:15, so the sun's just kind of poking up from where, not exactly where I am. And yeah, it's one of those mornings. Now, where am I? So I don't know if anybody will remember, a very long time ago I was out on a walk and I had some Panef in the Bronica, which sadly died last year. And I had the Strange Finder, and it was like one of the first times I'd ever used it. And I brought it up to a walk above Marsden, and I found this cool little waterfall that has tons of stuff going on around it. And I mean tons of stuff. There were views down into the valley, epic backdrops, the bridge, all sorts of stuff. And all the time I kept thinking, I'm going to go back there, I'm going to go back there, and I never have. So 4 years later, it was about February time, 4 years later, I'm going back. Come on, up, over. Yeah, come on. Through the doggy gate. And in fact, I did come close a couple of years ago. I think 2022, I came up here, and actually exactly where I am now, I nearly got taken out by a peregrine falcon. And yeah, that's where I am. I'm going back there. Now, it said that it wasn't going to rain, but I'm looking over the valley there. All I can see is rain, and it's fine, I've got all my waterproof stuff, but it's still not very comfortable, precious. In fact, I'll tell you, when I came here with the Mia 4x5, one of the first times I used that, because I remember these trees on my left now. And I'm heading up to that little nook, that little valley. And I'm going to see how much of it is correct according to my memory and how much I've made up. And it's going to be fun, because around here as well, there's not just the valley, the small farm equipment, which I'm I did try and photograph before, but they didn't come out very well. And there's supposed to be some light around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So we'll see if I can make something of all this old farm equipment. There's like a rusty old plough and things like that. Oh boy, my feet are killing me. Ugh. Anyway, I'm going to tromp up here and I'll see you when I'm there. Okay, so I've reached the top. and the waterfall, I remember last time I came here, the waterfall was a little bit dry. Today it's not. Today it's full, and it's going to give me a wonderful pinhole exposure. But I forgot that just a little way away from the waterfall here, there's an old lock mechanism, which is awesome. And it's long, and it's got loads of detail and texture, so it's perfect for the camera that I brought here today, which is the Pin Pan. The Pin Pan, if you remember, is a camera that I recently built. It's a panoramic 35mm pinhole camera. I took it out on my Growls. Oh, it's windy up, okay, I'm gonna go back. I took it out on my Growls episode to kick this year off, and I had some success with it, but I wound on incorrectly. So I brought it back to use it again today. Now, some of the things around here don't lend themselves very well to panoramic. Some do. So I brought the Strange Finder as well. And the Strange Finder's got FP4 in it. I do intend to use that quite a lot, especially down there. I'm going to get this waterfall again. But the Pin Pan is what I'm going to be using a little bit today. And I put a roll of Rolly Retro ATS in it because I had that left over. Ted Vieira talked about it, or he talked about something with one of these retro Rolly films and said they were really good. So I popped it in. And I got the 80 at the photography show a couple of years ago because I thought it'd be perfect for pinhole. It'll be punchy, hopefully, slow enough to get some decent detail, but hopefully with a bit more character, or a bit of a different character anyway. So that's what I've got. And now I'm going to have a look at this waterfall and see what I can do. There's a little wooden bridge in front of it, and what I can do is put the Pin Pan on the bridge, looking through at the waterfall, and see how wide I can get it. When I looked at my images from the first trip out I had with it, I was able to get quite wide, but it was really pleasing. It wasn't super wide, but it wasn't really close either, so hopefully it'll get this in detail. But then I'm thinking, from here, you get the bridge, you get the waterfall, you get some of the metal workings underneath, and you get the rocks either side, so it might be too exposed to this bridge. I've got a whole roll in there. I don't know exactly how many pictures I'll get, but it's kind of three images every frame with a bit in between. So maybe, I don't know. I couldn't even guess. It might be 12, it might be 15, who knows. But yes, I'm going to do that. Right, I'll do these first, then I'll get the Strange Finder out. I'll do the most challenging one first, which is going to be over here. Partly because the bridge is so narrow that I don't really have anywhere to put the camera. Now, in terms of metering, I'm going to be metering at 100, just so that I don't have to change it for both cameras. Just makes life a little bit easier. Oh no. Oh, it's okay. I can raise the tripod as I deserve. There's a bit on the bridge which is exactly where the camera is, so I can't open the tripod up too much, but I can raise the central column up just to bring it up a little bit. So I'm gonna just point the camera right at the waterfall, straight ahead, and I'm just gonna wind on half, just because I did do it in the dark room, but you can never be too sure. So set this for 100. Whoa, wrong way. And my darkest areas are going to be under there. 5. My brightest area is going to be 8. So I'm actually going to put 5 on zone 4 and 8 on the right at the top. Oh man, that's like an 8-minute exposure. And it's windy. I mean, the camera looks fairly stable there. So I'll set that going, then I'll come back and meet her from over here and see how it so it goes. I actually have 8 minutes because of my colour developing. Dante, be careful down there. Right, so first exposure. 8 minutes. And then like I say, I'm gonna walk over here, just a bit further away, where I intend to put the camera in a second. I feel like the rain's trying to come back. Oh, the tripod's on a wonk. Alright, okay. So, again, it's all 5s and 4s. Yeah, 6s. That's right, 6 is the middle zone, so it's okay. So I can come over here. It keeps getting darker and then brighter and then darker. The clouds keep moving around, so it's not really making up its mind about what it wants to do in terms of the weather. But yeah, it's not an awful day. It's just with trailing edge of a big storm, so it's this clearing storm and it's just left a lot of weather behind, which we're once again having to deal with. But like I say, it's not bad. It could be a lot worse. It could be torrential downpour, but it's not too bad. So I will I guess I'll have to come back to you in a few minutes when this is done. I mean, I'm going to be doing another 8 minute exposure there, and then the strange finder will be another 8 minutes, but I'm just wondering where to stand for that one, because there's plenty of places I could go. I think before I was on the other side, and it's weird because in the picture that I took last time, the waterfall looks really small, and I don't want to just replicate that one. So I don't know what to do really. I don't want to use more than one shot up here for this waterfall, and I'm not even bothered about clearing a whole roll of film in the strange finder today, but I guess we'll see. I'm gonna have to go and figure out where to stand. So I'll let this time run out. I must have about 5 minutes left, and I hope that camera doesn't blow into the water. Now I've got 5 minutes left. I mean, I could talk to you for 5 minutes. I'm going to head down. I'm going to come over here and shoot these working. Not sure which way to shoot it from. I could shoot it from this side and get the hills in the background, or I could shoot it from the other side and try and get some of the other stuff. But the problem with that is I have to go down towards the water, and I'm not keen on doing that. I guess I'll decide that. I'm really annoyed that I've put the camera at a wonk. I'm looking here, looking at the bridge. The camera's on a proper angle. I don't even know how. Oh, I know how I managed to do that. Because that tripod leg is sticking out a little bit and I cannot fix it for the life of me. I didn't pay attention when I was setting it up. Oh well. Oh, I'll tell you about the pin pan. So when I did the test, if you remember, I had some scratches on the film, and I had this problem in the isolette. I had scratches all over the back of the film, and it just leaves big black lines all over everything. And I thought, it's weird that I've had the same problem, because the isolette obviously is designed for medium format with a backing paper, so there's no chance the film's going to get scratched with that on. But it's got a pressure plate, and I thought the pressure plate should be smooth enough for film to go over it. I was wrong. And then when I looked at the pin pan ones, I saw the same problem. And obviously that's because I made it with plywood and I didn't sand the back. And I only left myself a 2mm gap. So, yeah, I can understand why that scratched. And what I did, I don't know whether it'll have helped or not, and I guess it's going to be a whole roll of film before I figure out if it's worked, is I cut some backing paper that I pulled off an old used roll of film, medium format film, and taped it to that back so that it's got a smooth surface to run on. And hopefully that'll mean there's no scratches. If there are scratches, it's going to be a lot of spot healing in Photoshop. I mean, I do that a lot anyway because of the dust, but... So that's the story of the pin pan. And I'm excited to use it. I mean, the results I got were really nice, really positive, really, really joyful. And what I want to do with the camera is maybe put a roll of Ektachrome through it and do some positives. But that's expensive. And we'll see. We'll see. I'm looking forward to seeing what it looks like with better film, because that Kentmere was a bit diff. So hopefully this Retro 80 Super stuff will have a bit more punch and whack to it than the Kentmere did. But yeah, I'm very excited to see what it's going to look like. Dante sits there and just looks so fed up. Like, you said we were going on a walk, and instead I'm just sat here on the grass watching you talk to yourself. Are you? Bored at your skull, aren't you? Are you not going to say hello to our lovely listeners? My co-host. You've got a very grey face these days, haven't you? I'm a very old boy now. Don't know it though, do you? You act like a puppy. Yeah, he sat watching you. Come on. You going to be here for another 15 minutes yet? Maybe 20? I'd be wandering around and looking at things and sniffing stuff without you. Silly old doglet. Right, how long have I got left? I can't believe how wonky that is. 1 minute. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'll come back to you when I've set this next shot up. Or something.
If you've got any comments, questions or suggestions, you can email the show at talesfromthemagicbox@outlook.com. You can also find us on Instagram at talesfromthemagicboxpodcast. I also now have a zine available on Amazon. It's the Strange Finder zine, and it's the best images from the first 3 years of using the camera. It's £12, and it is available as print on demand, so you can just order 1, 10, or 100. That link for that is in the show description. If you want to listen to the extended version of this episode, you can head over to Ko-fi page, and for a very small price, you'll be able to access the extended version, which is considerably longer and has a lot more fun stuff in it. Anyway, back to the adventure.
Right, that 8 minutes is done, and from my test, I learned that... Why are you being so floppy today? From my test, I learned that... I was winding on 1.5 times, and it was just overlapping a little bit, so I'm hedging my bets. I'm overlapping 2.5 times, and that way I should get a bit of a gap between them. Yes, I'm sacrificing a bit of film, but I'd rather have that than them overlapping and having no shots at all. So the clouds are starting to break up now, and that means I'm getting shorter exposure times. Quite drastically, I'm down to 2 minutes now. So I've positioned this so that I'm looking at the bridge and the waterfall. I'm not too close, but I might just get a little bit closer, like that. And I'm going to do a 2 minute exposure, starting now. Yeah, It's supposed to be kind of clear skies in about an hour, and it's breaking up nicely. And what that means is I might even get some warp speed clouds when I go over there. It just means I get shorter exposure times or whatever. I don't think I'll be getting down to 10 seconds today, but 30 seconds, a minute, that kind of stuff. I'm in Orbit 2, and I've been here about half an hour. So, yeah, just hope. There's another waterfall up there. I think one day I'm going to have to make the climb and see what that's all like. It's not very big, but it looks like it's very splashy. Yeah. So I'm going to do this one. And this has got 1 minute left. And then I'll pop the strange finder on and do that. Now I'm going to think about my order of business, because I do kind of want to go all the way down to the path again. And I have a sneaky suspicion that where I'm going down there leads down to the path, and it leads down to that waterfall and bridge that I photographed with the whatever it was called last year. So we'll see, I'll find my way down. But to be honest, I'm just enjoying being out. It's great to be out and about again. I've missed being out, and listening to the Scotland stuff and editing that this last week has been really making me hungry for going on these events again. And obviously I'm not going anywhere as exciting as that, but it's still really nice to come to these places. I've got 4 seconds left. One. So yeah, interesting. Right, I'm gonna wind on. One, two and a half. I probably am really over-egging that, but like I say, I'd rather be slightly over with gaps than slightly under with overlaps. Right, strange find of time. Portrait composition. I'm not going to do anything too fancy, I'm just going to flonk right next to it. I'm going to go over the bridge though and see what's over here, because I feel like I was over this side last time. I think I was, you know. Well, there's a swirl there, so I'm going to stay here. Okay, the soap ball. 2 minute timer gone. Right, here we go, strange finder. First strange finder picture of 2024. And the camera's already shaking. Fortunately, I'm going down. I'm heading down into the valley now, so the wind should be a bit less ridiculous than it is up here. But this camera weighs nothing, so every little gust is causing it to shake a little bit. I do feel like this is where I stood last time, so I'm probably just repeating the picture that I took all those years ago. But oh well. There's only so many ways you can shoot a waterfall like this. I remember I photographed this with the Bronica, and I got a really nice picture of it. And it's a shame about the Bronica. I think I know what happened to it. It still turns on, and the shutter still technically works, but it doesn't fire, and it won't wind on. And I think what happened was, I left it near a salt lamp, and it just got damp and full of salt. Which is a shame, because it was a lovely camera. I didn't really like the pictures from it, but it was a lovely camera. And I was going to do more portraits with it, because I think that's kind of what it was really for. But these things happen. And as sad as it is, I have made some nice 35mm portraits. I don't know if I've posted any, but I did take some nice ones on Sky last year, which came out really good after a bit of editing. Come on, back over the bridge. Right, that's that picture done. Who knows how it's going to come out, but I'm going to get away from that big noise now, and I'm going to nip over to this this thing, whatever it's called, this workings. Ooh, and see what I can do over here. I don't know if I'll be able to do much. I might have to get really low to the ground. I did bring a little tiny tripod, so that won't be a problem. But the light is really starting to pick up now. The light on the hills. There's not much light here because I'm right on the crest of the hill, so the sun hasn't quite caught up with this yet. Now, let's see what can I do here. This lock workings has a couple of features. It's got a couple of stone things next to it. And yeah, the background from that direction is a bit pants, but the lock workings are very cool from this angle. However, if I just nip down the little banking here, which is very slippery, the background is far better. But the problem is, it requires me to bring up my tripod to full height, and I just can't do that because of this dead leg. Let's see if I can free it. I really don't know what's wrong with it. Inside the leg is some little plastic. Oh, great. See, there's something scraping over there. Right, I'm gonna take it out when I get home and give it a proper clean and a proper look at. And the light over the top of the hill there is gorgeous. So I'm gonna pull this tripod up to its full extension. And I'm going to photograph this from this side. And then again from the other side. But the other side, I'm just going to be low. I'm just going to be low down. Now, the problem is, that is a problem. There's some lovely stone things going on here, and I can't quite get near them because this pin pan is only going to see a little bit of this, and in fact it's not going to see much of it at all really. I mean, it's going to see enough of the lock workings, but it's not going to see much of the stone. Might be a oh wow, sorry, the sun's just burst onto the hill behind me. That means it's coming round. It's coming round, but there's more clouds coming. So if I'm going to do this, I'm going to have to be fast. Yes, Dante, fast. Dante, you're going to have to move because you're in my shot. Right. So I'm just going to angle it. I'm going to point it straight at this thing. A bit of it's going to be really close. A bit of it's going to be a bit further away, but hopefully it won't be too much of an issue. So all this stuff is 8, background is 10, and the sky is 13. So if I put 8 on zone, I haven't really got anything darker than 8, but I want detail in all those places. I've got a 7 there. It's hard to know what to do really. I'm going to go 2 minutes again. I think that'll give me a good compromise between, you know, this and that. Dante, over here. think that's come down here. Right, so this is going to be 2 minutes. Where's my 2 minute timer gone? Yeah, where I am, the sun's behind me, behind the hill. Oh, there's a rainbow. Oh, and it basically means that I'm not going to see any direct light. I might see someone go down into the valley, but right now I'm not seeing any direct light. And it's fine. And it's kind of dull. It just means the shadows are going to be a bit dark compared to the background. But when the hills light up over there, it's glorious. And there's a lovely rainbow there. I don't think the rainbow will be in this shot, but we'll see. Anyway, I'm going to let this run down, and then I'll head down into the valley and talk to you a bit more about what's going to go on down there. Right. This is a tricky situation. I've climbed out of the valley, and I'm now down at where the farm equipment is. And the light is gorgeous. And it's really good because the light has literally just come out. And so there's a few things that I can do. There's a couple of angles that I can approach these things from. There's like an old muck spreader. Oh man, the light on the hill now is gorgeous. There's like a plough with a brake on it, that's pretty cool. Some sheep aren't bothered. I'll keep him on the lead, he'll be fine. And then there's this one with the tree growing out of it over here. So I'm going to do this one first. This one has loads of cool stuff on it. And I'm going to use the pin pan for this one. Yeah, so hopefully it's going to get that trashed old wall in it over there. Might be a bit close really, back up a little bit. Yeah, that'll be okay. So, all that light's gone now. I was too slow, but it's okay. Doesn't matter. Right, I'm not going to point directly at this thing. I kind of want it over to the left a little bit. I want some of the hills in the background in. So I'm going to take them over here. That's it. Goodbye. Now this is all going to be fairly similar stuff. Sevens, eights, tens, nines. So if I put seven on zone four, ten is on zone seven. 2 minutes. Yeah, about tracks, and I should hopefully get some nice cool warp speed clouds. Now I could wait for the light, but I don't know when that's going to be. Could be a little today. I've had a good morning out doing this. Looks like I'm going to get some cool cloud movement, and there is potentially a bit of light going to chink through in a second, which would be really nice. But I don't think it's quite hitting me. Oh, no, never know. That gap in the clouds that I was waiting for never really happened, although, yeah, here we go. Bit of sun. Little bit of light. No complaints from me. The rams down there are butting heads. Did you hear that noise? That was their heads bashing together. No, that was the gate. That clanking sound. Wow, that was pretty good. I had a little tiny bit of light on there. So, one, two, three, four, five. I wish the strange finder was easy to wind on as this one. Right, that's the pin pan going away. And the strange finder time. Now, strange finder. I have to decide whether I'm doing a portrait or a landscape orientation shot. I've got the little tripod mount on the portrait side, but I do feel like these things require it to be landscape. So I might have to do some jiggery pokery here. Now I'm going to get a bit closer this time. This is so cool, this thing. Don't take me. So I'm going to put the tripod, the camera on, but I'm going to put it on and then swing it round so it's on its side, because I'm not changing the tripod mount. It was a pain in the neck to get on there. So I'm just going to swing it around like that. It looks totally goofy, but it'll work. And if I just get a little bit closer, I could probably do with being a bit lower down. But I think this is going to be okay. I'm probably too close there. Okay. I'm going to do another 2 minute exposure because that light's disappeared again. In fact, I'm just going to angle it down just a little bit more and swing it over just a little bit. Okay, so 2 minutes. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Interesting day. Interesting day. And I've still got a few days off before I have to go back to work. And there are a couple of places I like to go. Depends on what I end up doing, how busy I end up being, because, well, there's stuff I need to do. But down at the bottom of the reservoir there, there's a load of other cool stuff that I could go and photograph. And then, like I say, going to further into the valley over there, there's more stuff that I could do. So I might just come back here a couple of times. I do love this location. There's just so much here. There's so much stuff that it's nice to revisit, you know. I mean, I came here with that large format camera and saw all that stuff. And then revisiting that with the 35mm was very interesting, if a little bit lackluster. And yeah, coming back with this again, it's just a different perspective. And it's such a big place as well. It's just vast, and there's waterfalls and interesting trees, and I've just got a bit of light. Oh, look at that. Oh, wow. I feel like I'm too close, really. But I'm probably not. Wow, that light's gorgeous. Reducing my exposure time, though. What are we on? 13, 12. Ooh. Full sun. I'm going to have to stop it there. Wow. Wind on. Yes, 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 timer, I know. Ooh, I'm glad I just got that bit of sun right for the end there. Right, let's go and do the next one quickly before that sun disappears. Oh no, sun's gone, never mind. Just get a bit closer. So this is like an old plough. In fact, I'm going to get lower down for this one. This is quite close to the ground and needs a bit more of a different touch, I think. Dante, just, that's it, sit there. It's frustrating because I've got him on the lead. I've got him tied to my wrist, so I can't. I'm not as nimble as I usually am. Right, so, Dante, there we go. So this is frame 5. I'm gonna do 2 minutes again. That lovely patch of light vanished. There we go. Anyway.
I'm going to vanish now, and I'm going to walk down to that other bridge, but unfortunately that's going to be an extended thing. So if you want to hear that, head over to coffee, and I've not even figured out at the time of recording, I've not even figured out how it works yet and what I'm going to do. So head over to coffee and there should be some kind of instruction there on how to do it. It will only cost you £1 or a couple of dollars, and it will be quite a bit longer, and I've talked about different stuff. There's that peregrine falcon again. Wow, look how fast it's going. Whoa, that's the one that nearly killed me last year, or the year before. Anyway, head over there and listen to that. And for the free ride, the sun's coming back. I think the sun's further behind the cloud than it wants to admit. I will see you for the image review and other stuff. I have arrived at the bridge, and the light is pants, and there's an awful lot of water, which is to be expected after all this rain, but I don't know if there's much really moving under this bridge, which is strange because the amount coming off the waterfall that I've just been to is huge, but the amount coming through down here is not so huge. Now this location where I'm at is full of trees, and it would be awesome in the autumn, so I must make a note to come back here when the leaves are at their juiciest. Right. Oh, I'm just navigating my way down. It's treacherous. It's not really a footpath. Yeah, there's no footpath going down there. But this bridge is cracking. I do remember being here with a large format camera, and it not, I have a feeling it wasn't playing ball, and so I couldn't get a good picture. But this is the year of the pinhole camera, and so I have no problems with getting difficult angles of view. Now there's a few things I could do here. There's a bunch of different compositions I could make, but I'm going to start with the pin pan because it's actually really good panoramically. It would probably, careful Dante, it would probably be good 6-7, but, and I probably will do 1-6-7, but I want to do a slightly different 1-6-7. I want to get some of that water flowing, whereas I think with the pin pan it's probably good. In fact, I'm going to get a bit lower down, maybe. There's a old stone right in front of it here, so I'm just conscious that if I get too close, I'm not going to get the top of the bridge in, which is an issue because I'm also, now this is no good because now I'm just in front of it and I kind of want it at a bit of an angle. So this is the best place to stand, I think. Dante is eating a stick. You better not throw that up in my car. You're paying for the cleaning bill, you bugger. Right. This is going to be a long exposure because there's no light down here. Pin pan's going on. Light meter's coming out. Whoop. The irony is not lost on me that I have essentially made the Strangefinder book less of it, because this is taking exactly the same picture the Strangefinder is, just on 35mm instead of, you know, proper film. So it's not lost on me at all. But I don't care. Right, I'm getting sevens and eights. I'm probably going to get a lot of skying, so I'm going to let the sky blow out. It's 8 minutes again. If I put the darkest areas on zone, I'll put the darkest areas on zone three. In fact, you know what? Why don't I just shoot two? Got the frames. So I'm going to do one at 5 minutes and one at 8 minutes. 5 minutes. The good thing is about down here, no wind, so less camera shake. Right, I'll do the 5 minute one and then I'll do the 8 minute one. And what I want to do is just have a little poke around down here, because I've a feeling that down there is another little waterfall, which is no good with the pin pan, but it's going to be great with the Strangefinder because of the vertical format that I can do. And I know I can do vertical format with that long thing, but it doesn't quite have the same effect. So there's a little bit of one there. Ooh. But I feel like the big one's going to be under this tree here. Now it does look like there's, it's not a path, but kind of a path I could potentially follow down. It is more like a sheep trail than a path. Alright, I need to go down there. Whoa, barbed wire. Don't want that. Do not want that. Dante's off on his own little adventure. Whoa. Ooh. Oh, it's boggy. There is another waterfall, so I'm going to come back down here afterwards. That's good. Good, 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 good. But it's boggy, so I've got to be careful. I'm coming back down here. Dante! Come on! In fact, there's a lot of things to explore on this little bit of a stretch here. Might be a few compositions made. I don't want to do too many, because I have got all that farm equipment to go and have a look at on the way back down. But I think while I'm here, I might as well do what I can do. Right, Dante, hold on. Whew. Yeah, there's a bit of light now. A little bit of reflected light from a cloud, that is. Not exactly full ball light, but it's something. What a fantastic place. I can't believe it's taken me so long to come back here. It's a travesty. A travesty. Dante Doglet. Now, with the Strangefinder, I'm going to do a portrait shot, I think. I'm going to get right under the bridge, right close to the water down there, and kind of look up at it. And see what... see what it looks like. It's weird because I kind of just want to take the same picture with the Strangefinder and the pin pan, but that is a silly thing to do. And I do get that compulsion quite a lot, just to take the same picture with all the different cameras I've got, but it is a daft idea. Dante's just run over the bridge. Dante, come here. Oh, hello, come here. Here it comes, deliver to there. Right, go and explore. Dante, go and explore. Go on. Have a good look around. Oh. I know you're very excited, aren't you? Ow! Alright, you're getting too excited. You need to calm down. The bugger bit me. Not on purpose. I was going for a treat. It's too eager.
Right, 1 minute left. Oh. I'm excited to take this camera to Scotland. Yeah. I don't know if I'll put colour film in it. We'll see how this goes first, I reckon, but it is kind of exciting to see. Oh, I figured out what was wrong with the 617 camera. Yeah, turns out there's loads of light leaks. Two, really. And annoyingly, they're ones I should have spotted while I was making it. And one I did spot while I was making it, really. So the little aluminium light baffle that I made, which works great, it just sits against the plywood. And obviously the plywood isn't perfectly flat, so there's a little bit of light getting in underneath the aluminium, where the plywood is a dodgy shape. And so, yeah, there's a bit of light getting in there. Sorry, the exposure's done. So I'm just winding on. I don't know whether I'm going to do the next one. I might just do strain timer now. So yeah, there's a bit of light getting in there, but also there's a big chunk of wood missing where the back of the camera goes on, which I don't know how I missed, but there's obviously light getting in there too. So there's light getting in a couple of places, and it's frustrating because there's no need for that to be happening. So I don't really know how I'm going to fix. I know I'm going to fix the chunk of wood missing. I'm just going to fill it. But the light baffle one's a bit of a mystery. Turns out I already had a plan, which I don't know why I didn't do, really, but I didn't do. I laser cut a channel that's on the back of the camera for the thing to sit in, so this wouldn't happen, but I didn't use it and I don't know why. So yeah, the 617 camera has some problems which will be addressed soon. Right, so I've got the strain finder now. I'm going to get right under this bridge there. Actually, is as good a place as any. And this is going to be a portrait shot. Hello, Nancy. And I'm looking, I think I'm going to look at a slightly different time here, because there's more dark areas. There's a couple of fours in there. So this one is going to be an 8 minute exposure. Although that is blowing out the water. I think the 5 is the darkest bit. Do you know what? I'm just going to do it 8 minutes because why not? Right, so I'm going to vanish now while this goes, and I'll let you know when I'm somewhere else. It might be that I go down to the farm equipment next. Might be that I do something else, but I will let you know. 8 minutes. Here we go. Thank you.
thanks for choosing to listen to this special extended episode. It really means a lot that you want to support the show in this way. Your support means I can carry on buying film, going on adventures, and making this show that you clearly love so much and I love to produce so much. I hope you enjoyed this extended trip, and I hope to see you again here in the future. It's been a long time, but I am finally doing the image review for this shoot. I do have some bad news though. I'm going to start with the bad news. I developed the Strange Finder images in Cafenol to see what would happen, and it didn't work. It wasn't having it. So, yeah. There's no Strange Finder pictures to talk about, unfortunately. Which is sad, because I was looking forward to seeing them. But I do have lots of Pin Pant images to talk about. In fact, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And this camera, even though it's new and I wasn't really sure what I was doing with it, has worked extraordinarily well. It has worked really well. It's exactly what I wanted it to be. I'm still, you know, I'm glad I did this test, because there's still a few things I need to figure out. The winding on 5 times left humongous gaps in between the images. So I'm probably going to wind on 4 times in future. But the actual pictures are really good. The quality is really good. The sharpness is really good. And the angle of view is just perfect. And I did make a couple of, not mistakes, because I didn't really know what was going to happen, but there's things I can learn from when using it in the future about where I need to stand and where I need to point it. But yeah, generally it's a success and it's worked really well. What was I going to say just then? Can't remember. I just had a thought in my mind, but it's gone. Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of fogging, but I think I found the source of that and I think I've solved it. Although they're not as evident on these pictures, really. They're more evident on a couple, especially with the farm equipment. It's quite bad there, and the bridge. But generally, it's okay. So, I've got the waterfall. And it's quite dark at the edges of this. This one's particularly underexposed. And it's quite dark at the corners. But the waterfall itself is really nice, really good detail. The rocks to the left and right are nice and sharp, really good detail. It's a little bit muddy, but it's a pinhole image, so I'll forgive it. And then I've got the waterfall and the bridge, and again, this is one where I could have done with just pointing up a little bit. So what I'll probably do in the future is point it where I want to point it, and then just point it up just a little bit more. This is where a rise pinhole would probably come into better play, really, but I ain't doing any of that rubbish. So the bridge looks really good detail, and the waterfall in the background. As a panoramic image, I probably could have done with moving over a little bit, but I'm putting all this down to it was a test roll, and the test rolls worked really well. Some people will look at these and go, the edges are too dark. You're not getting detail at the edges, so there's no point in doing it as a long image, but I kind of like that it goes dark at the edges, and with proper exposure, you know, it would work out. It would work out quite well. Then we've got the funny old lock mechanism, sluice gate mechanism, and this works really well because it's long. You've got the nice reflections on the stone, the metalwork stands out really well against the background. You can see the hills in the background, the detail there. So this is one that shows the fogging. What happened was the front of the camera hasn't quite glued in place, so it's not bad, and I can definitely fix it, but it's noticeable particularly on these properly exposed ones where there's more light going on. So there's that one, and then there's the bridge. Went down to the stone bridge, and I probably could have done with being a bit closer and looking up a bit more on this one. But the bridge, the texture on the bridge is in really good detail. It's beautiful. It's almost like a lensed image. You can't quite, I mean, you'll see it on Instagram, but it's just wonderful. It really looks really quite good. And then the last one I've got is the farm equipment. And again, it looks really good. I could probably have done with standing somewhere else. The light on the image didn't quite work. And overall, it's not bad, but I could definitely do better. So yeah, the pin pan worked really well. Shame about the strange finder, but you know, these things happen. Anyway, it was a good do, and I'll see you for the next one.
You have been listening to Tales from the Magic Box. Me and Dante would like to say a massive thank you to Mike Gutterman for lending us some of his music for the show. It really means a lot to us, and it adds a whole other dimension to what would have been a pretty dull podcast otherwise. Also, thank you to Kevin McLeod for his wonderful opening music, and thank you to all you guys for listening. What do you think, Dante? Okay, I'll see you guys for the next one. Bye.